You're listening to the Texas Standard.
Yesterday, we told you that Governor Abbott's getting a serious challenge from Texas Democrats in 2018. Dallas County Sheriff Lupe Valdez announcing a gubernatorial bid. Well, now another Democrat's throwing his hat into the ring. This one, a familiar family name. Perhaps you'll recognize it. Houston Public Media's Andrew Schneider says investor Andrew White may be a rookie politician, but he's certainly been close to politics most of his life since the late Governor Mark White was his dad.
White's approaching the contest in a manner more familiar to Republicans at the federal level, as an outsider running against a career politician.
He's self-financed, which I think helps a lot in this case.
John Taylor chairs the political science department at the University of St. Thomas.
While he hasn't run for public office before, he is kind of playing that middle field to try to attract moderate voters up on the Democratic Party, but more so moderate voters on the Republican side as well as independent voters.
White's policy positions include overhauling K-12 public education and accepting Medicaid expansion funds. On social issues, he's trying to steer a more moderate course. Southern Methodist University political scientist Cal Gilson says that might help in the general election, but first, White has to win the nomination.
He's already come under attack from Wendy Davis, who was the Democratic gubernatorial nominee in 2014, for being too moderate on abortion.
White also has to beat back the impression that he represents the party's past. That's not just because of who his dad was. He's also an Anglo running against a Latina.
The data on this is actually pretty clear.
That's Jay Iyer, a professor at Texas Southern University.
Spanish-surnamed Hispanic candidates do very well in Democratic primary contests.
Valdez already has the support of much of the state party's establishment. That's significant, says Rice University political science fellow Mark Jones.
Getting endorsements from local state representatives, state senators, mayors, county judges, county commissioners will be crucial in terms of signaling to Democratic voters who the correct choice is.
But Jones does see a path to the nomination for White.
I think his best bet is trying to force a runoff against Valdez.
Jones says that's possible since several low-profile candidates are also in the mix. As for the big race, running as a centrist alternative to Abbott could make White more attractive to voters who feel the Texas GOP has moved too far to the right. But SMU's Cal Gilson says he'll have a tough time getting his message out.
Almost no matter what Andrew White or Lupe Valdez say they stand for, the Republican attack will be that they are liberal, spendthrift Democrats, and the electorate has rejected them for the last 20 years.
And this may be one area where White's personal fortune makes a difference. If he's willing to spend his own money on his campaign, that could encourage other Democratic donors, inside and outside the state, to do the same. But they'll have a lot of ground to make up. Governor Abbott is sitting on a re-election war chest of well over $40 million. In Houston, I'm Andrew Schneider for the Texas Standard.